So today is St. Patrick's Day, and there's a tradition we all do today, and it's not getting scuttered drunk. Some of us actually have common sense, like. Of course it's sowing the spuds. So I already have it marked out here, the spacing that's needed, about 24 inches apart, and I'm going to be sowing them about 6 inches deep then. So what I have underneath all the sheep's wool here is farmyard manure, and it's no more than 2 years old and it's not fully rotted. And I find that's what potatoes love. They like a slightly acidic soil, so not fully rotted farmyard manure just like that. So in these tree rows here, I have about 10 different varieties of potatoes for planting. And I like to use a lot of different varieties because they all have different susceptibilities to blight. So it's a really good idea of planting different varieties. If you plant only one or two varieties and one gets blight, there's a big chance that a lot of them, the rest of them are going to get blight. So do pick a lot of different varieties for that reason. So First Earlies is my absolute favourite. They make the best chips, boiling potatoes, you name it. And there's some really great varieties. Home Guard is my favourite. I tend to come back to Home Guard every year. Orla is really good. Duke of York is a really nice one as well. And their Second Earlies. British Queen is something I come back to every year. I love British Queens. Charlotte is another lovely Second Early potato as well. If you like fluffy potatoes, then you're going to want to sow a lot of main crops. The Irish are mad for roosters. I'm actually not really fond of roosters. I think they're overrated. My favourite red skin potato is a variety called Sarpo Myra. They produce huge yields and they're really tasty as well. But I am going to give roosters another try this year just to see. It's really interesting with this sheep's wool as well. So I find when it starts to break down, you have these like little white things here. I thought it was mycelium when I seen it, but I'm not sure. Is it like maybe little nitrogen nodes or something? I don't know. Someone might be able to answer me there. And if you follow me long enough, you already know that you're not going to get too much scientific facts with me. I'm just a gardener. I don't want to know exact percentages and numbers, and I don't care. Calm down. So that's the potatoes all gone into the ground. These rows are about 9 meters in length, and I still have potatoes storing away in the shed from last year. So we're completely self-sufficient on potatoes with these three rows. So I'll give you another update in a couple of weeks' time when the potatoes start to grow up. And trust me, I am aware that this sheep's wool is very sore in the eyes. I know it's not nice to look at, but believe it or not, when these potatoes grow up out of the ground, you'll barely notice it. You'll actually barely notice it. So the sheep's wool is going to suppress the weeds for me. And because they're so well mulched, you won't get as much green potatoes. So anyways, I'll give you an update in a couple of weeks' time.